Hi there, how you doing? This is Mr. PD Motivator and doing an American Rebel one for you today. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, for all you patriots out there and for all you American, all America First people and Trump supporters, ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is all for you folks. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, and for anyone else that wants to listen to as well. But that way it's geared towards you guys in regards to it. And ladies and gentlemen, the one thing I want to talk about is under the radar. Now, this could be a human rehab one too, okay? This could be a human rehab one too. So I'm going to just put it as a human rehab American Rebel one, okay? Because it's so simple, okay? The one thing I just did a podcast just a little bit ago, okay? I did the podcast a little bit ago called Don't Count Out. So don't count the person out, right? And on that podcast, if you haven't seen it, if you haven't seen the podcast or any other podcast I put out previously before this, any podcast I do from now up, I also build up from the past podcast. So it's very, very, very important that you listen to those podcasts that are in the past. And they're for American Rebel and for human rehab ones too. Because the human rehab ones basically reflect the way I comment on regards to politics and what's happening around the world. Because as human rehab, you take the positive and negative, and then you make judgments and calls and decisions on what works, what doesn't work, patterns that happen. And so on, right? So therefore, that's exactly what happens in regards to it. So, ladies and gentlemen, when I talk to you about it, that's what I'm saying. I see patterns. I've seen history and how it repeats itself, and we go forward, and then I make a judgment call from there, and they ring true each and every single time, folks. Like I said, they ring true each and every single time. So therefore, what I'm going to tell you is the one thing I want to really just impress upon you a lot right now this time is this. And if you haven't seen go under the don't count the person out, I suggest you stop what you're doing right now. Listen to that don't count the person out, and the ones past it, a few ones past it before you read this one, before you listen to this one, because it won't make as much sense to you, but it will make sense. But you know what I mean? It won't. If you go back and see the back ones, you'll get such a clear view of what I'm trying to say. As in, if you just listen to this, you'll get the gist of what I'm saying, but you may have some questions. So that's why it's better to go back. But anyway, that's under anchor.fm American Rebel. Okay, now this one I want to talk to you real briefly about is called Under the Radar. Under the Radar. Ladies and gentlemen, we talk about under the radar, right? This is something that is like very important to understand, that when something is under the radar, something sneaks in. You know, what under the radar actually meant a while back ago was radar can only go to a certain point in altitude. So a radar can only go so high in altitude. So airplane, well then if it wanted to go under the radar, hence the term, would go down where radar cannot pick up. And it would be really, really low to the ground. It'd be really low where people can see them. It'd be in plain sight. It'd be right under where people would be sneaking, or where when they saw it, they're seen in plain sight. Remember that concept that I'm just saying right now, that the planes go under the radar, go down to lower thing, under the radar, where if anyone's on the ground can see it. Okay. Keep that thought in mind hold on to that thought. So they go under the radar to fly to drop their bombs, and then they go up into the radar after they've dropped their bombs or have done their attack. That's basically how it's done. Now, what does that mean to you in regards to your own self? Well, many times people will count you out. Many times people will think that you can't do it or you're not capable of doing it. People will not look at you and see what you're doing to improve yourself or better your life. So therefore, you're flying under the radar of their scope. They don't see you as a threat. In other words, they don't see you as something that's coming at them. You see, ladies and gentlemen, when I was first married to my first wife, you know, my in-laws counted me out. And in the midst of counting me out, they counted my wife out, and they counted my daughter out too as well. So they counted the whole family out. They didn't think that, with all the problems that we were having, that when every time I did update for them out of a courtesy, that under the rate that I was fought, that that they thought I wouldn't do it, that we ended up a divorce. Well, we did end up a divorce, but it was under different circumstances. And we flew under the radar for 16 years. And for about, I would say, 10 of the 16 years, we were a strong family. 10 of the 16. Then after that, 6 years went down. After 10 years, it went down. But I still held on to it for 6 years, thinking things would get better, until finally after the 14th, it just was just a process of just getting this stuff done. But the thing was, for 14 of the 16 years, they counted us out. They didn't think we'd make it as long as we did. And so my family and me flew under the radar, in which they're like going, oh, we hate this guy. He's an asshole. He's a psychopath. Oh, wait a minute. He's really holding things up. He's keeping things stable. There's no wobbling. There's some maybe ups and downs, but he's staying the course. He's moving up a little bit. He's moving up a little bit until he's on their radar. And until at that point in time, it was too late, and they still didn't step up. So I was still under the radar to them, and at that point, even though I rose up, they didn't see me on the radar blip at the time. And so when time came, they didn't know what to expect. They kept silent. I mean, how many times you've been under the radar in life that you actually were, what you, co- you, you basically, they counted you out. I'm talking now, ladies and gentlemen, many African Americans and Black Americans basically have lived life where they've been under the radar. They have been. They count these people out. They say they're stupid. They say they can't. They say they're stupid. They do bad. I'm just saying this, guys. This is what the naysayers say in regards to, not me. What the naysayers say about African-American people, okay? What the naysayers say. So don't just shut up and listen to what I'm saying on this here, okay? They think that they're the African-American people are dumb people. They're malt liquor people and chicken wing eating people. That's what they said. When in fact, they're the most many of them are the most intelligent people in the world and out there. Many of them are. I mean, we had an African American justice, Clarence Thomas. We have many Black senators, true Black senators, not Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is not Black. She's Jamaican. Okay. I mean, we have many people of that are owning businesses that have been in business for so many years. So many years that they were counted out in society, and they rose themselves up, got a mom and pop shop, and they did better, and they had a barber shop, and they had it for 15 to 20 years. under the radar. No one knew that these people those people actually had a business. Under the radar. Didn't see him coming. Nope. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not just talking about African American. I'm talking about women too. Many thought that a long time ago that a woman. Many thought, and this is why this is just history, folks. Not me. Okay, history, not me. Many thought a woman a long time ago was barefoot and pregnant, and took care of the family, and that was it. That was the staple thing of what some people thought of American housewife or American woman. That's what it was. Barefoot and pregnant. However, the American woman then rose up. She made herself senators. She made themselves business owners. They made themselves empowered. They did more. They went into the army and the armed forces. They became car drivers. They've become NASCAR drivers, airplane pilots, mayors, council people. They flew underneath the radar, and no one noticed them coming. They flew under the radar because people counted them out, and no one noticed them coming until they were right up there, right over the head. And they said, "What the hell is that? Oh, that's a woman." This is a good business. This one's from a woman or an African American person. This is a really good business. Wow. Right over your head. Right over their head. It flew right over their head. Didn't even notice it coming to them. Under the radar, folks. Under the radar. You see, ladies and gentlemen, when you fly under the radar, and when people count you out, when you fly under the radar, you end up with being that they don't see you coming. They can't prepare you to knock you down. They can't prepare themselves for your coming their direction. You've flown under their radar, which is the best way to do it. Now let's strike into politics now. Switching gears. Switch. Now we're in another gear. American politics. Right now at this point in time, Donald J. Trump is probably under the radar of many of you folks because you've counted him out. And I'm talking about all you people that love Joe Biden and can't wait for him to be president. That don't care, all you Trump haters, you're never Trumpers. You're just nipping at the bit that Joe Biden is going to be president. Because he's so-called president-elect. And I say so-called president-elect because we have to wait for him to be president. He's not even president yet, so he has no say. And so therefore, yet he puts his face out there like a publicity hack that he is. So therefore, we're talking about So basically we're talking about is that Trump, the press, the senators, they're all discounting Trump right now at this point in time. He's flying underneath the radar. They're counting him out. He lost the election. They're counting him out. Wow. That's a big mistake. Because when was the last time you counted Donald J. Trump out and he won? When he won in 2016, right? You counted him out and he became president of the United States, right? So haven't you learned from that yet? No. Many of the press are counting Donald J. Trump out. They're not even posting what's actually out there of what he's doing on his fronts to check out to make sure there's a fair election. Because this was not a fair election, by all means, folks. Let's just cut to the chase on that. This was not a fair election. It was a rigged election that was based on a networking of Democrats and judges to keep Donald J. Trump out of office. And to mess with votes, to change the rules in their favor for Biden, and then to have people in backup to cover their butt. That's basically all it is. And no one's going to convince me or other people otherwise about it. And so Donald J. Trump is fighting it. So therefore, they're cutting it. And with all the little failures that he's had in all different courts, because they're in the hip pocket of the Democratic Party, or in the power of they're caught in the power of them, per se. The Democratic Party in that. they're counting him out. They're counting Donald J. Trump out to say, hey, he's no longer a threat. He's going to be out in January 20th. He's going to be out, and Biden will be president. So all the press is fawning over Biden right now. They're loving him. They're kissing his ass. They're sucking on his member. They're kissing his feet. I mean, doing everything about Biden right now. They're just adorning over him. When he does a press conference, which he shouldn't not be doing a press conference anyway, because it's not him doing the talking, it's someone else doing the talking for him. He's just doing the one. He's the puppet boy. He's the puppet that they tell him what to say and what to do, and he does it. But anyway, he's not his own man. Just take that for it. He's not his own man. Joe Biden's not his own man. But, ladies and gentlemen, you know, everyone's pampering about Joe Biden, especially the latest BS one is, oh, Joe Biden was hurt while playing with his dog. He sprained his ankle. Oh, poor Joe Biden while playing with his dog. Poor Joe Biden. It's all over the news. But what you don't see in the news is that how Trump is going to be taking a whole bunch of these court cases that have been lost and collected up and possibly take it to Supreme Court, and that he has a path, and he has some, and then when it comes to Pennsylvania and some other states, he still has some, he has leg up on some of these things still. You didn't know about that because you weren't told about it. But you're told that poor Joe Biden hurt his leg while playing with his dog. Interesting, huh? So in other words, lo and behold, January rolls around. Something, a miraculous, and I'm not saying it will happen, but it will be the awesomest comeback ever. The epic comeback ever in this country. The Donald J. Trump. I mean, this comeback is nothing compared to when he won 2016. Nothing. Nothing. But what would happen if Donald J. Trump had an epic comeback, okay? Donald J. Trump had an epic comeback by flying underneath the radar with the press discouraging him. With people that are backing him up now, trying to lawsuit him a little bit because they're losing faith in him. While we, the American people, know that we're not going to lose faith in him. We, the true American people, the true America of the true America and Trump supporters, know which there's more of us than any of them. We see Trump coasting on the radar. We're not saying a word. We know he's flying the radar. But just wait. January 20th. It's supposed to be inauguration time for Joe Biden. Picture this. Joe Biden has got himself all set for inauguration. The gala's all set. All the best of the best stars are going to be out there kissing his ass and sucking on his member. All everyone's going to be chomping a bit. All the press is going to be fawning over him and all this other stuff, getting ready to fawn over him. And next thing, and then they're right there, right at the inauguration. Next thing, this Trump plane or Trump train goes, and bombs him and flies up and bombs him with the fact that he did, that they are, that Biden is not president, that Donald J. Trump actually won the election through flying under the radar and fighting the results. And they didn't see him coming. They didn't see him coming until he was right over their head and he dropped the bomb. You are no longer you are not president, Joe Biden. I won. Boom. Could you imagine the panic? That would be the sweetest. And then he flies off. Just as he dropped the bomb, these birds, he goes off and heads straight for the White House. Straight for the White House. And parks his plane, bomber, right in the White House lawn, saying, I'm back home, folks. I'm back. I mean, wouldn't that be the most epic, comeback ever? Wouldn't that be the most epic comeback ever? Because everyone, including some of you folks, counted Donald J. Trump out. That became the most epic comeback ever. Because he flew under the radar. And even if Joe Biden say, well, even if, and this is even worse. Oh, this is even worse, ladies and gentlemen. Ready? Say Joe Biden wins. Say Joe Biden slickingly wins by cheating on the election, steals election, and they count out Donald J. Trump. They use their people to investigate Donald J. Trump and make sure his money is down so he can no longer be president. And they hold him down. They don't talk about him. Even though Donald J. Trump is doing rallies, type of rallies, people are there, are around. And in another 4 years, 2024, and they go over and they, who's the candidate? Nyeow, boo, boom. I'm back, and I'm going to be president again, and wins the presidency, leaving Joe Biden a one-term president, taking back what Joe Biden did. Ladies and gentlemen, both are very, very good scenarios of what could happen. I like the first one better because everyone is so smug. I like to see their smug faces wiped off their faces. I like to see them shit their pants. Bottom line is they're not going to see Trump coming. They're not going to see the American people come again. They thought they won. The liberal left socialist, communistic Democrats think they've won. They've discounted us, the real Americans. They've discounted us, the Trump supporters. And they've discounted Donald J. Trump. And sooner or later, we'll be right over their head, dropping the bombs, and they won't know what's coming, the truth bombs, and those truth bombs, not regular bombs, but those truth bombs will be more impactful than an actual bomb in itself. Why? Because, see, a regular bomb Because everyone blows something up and then leaves devastation. A truth bomb hits something and spreads everywhere. And the devastation and the impact is a lot more. Ladies and gentlemen, never take someone, always be under the radar. You can't sometimes. And never underestimate somebody and never underestimate somebody counting them out. Because you never know when they'll be over your head, fly underneath the radar, and show you who they truly are. Just like we know that Joe Biden is flying under the radar with the help of the press. He flew down, and he flew underneath the radar until he's president. He didn't do anything. He was like, Joe Biden did crap for his campaign. And he did something. He did well to a certain extent because he flew underneath the radar, and either two things will happen in 20th. Either Donald J. Trump will drop a bomb on Biden and shatter all the liberals, socialist, communistic Washington elites, or Biden will drop his bomb and destroy and devastate our country with his policies. Boom. Because I didn't vote for him. You let him go underneath your radar and cause it to happen. All right, it's me for now. It's me, Mr. Motivator, the American Rebel, for Under the Radar. For all you folks out there, let's not let Joe Biden go underneath our radar. And let's hope that they keep Donald J. Trump underneath their radar. While they're doing that, let's go out there and let's protest. Let's go out there and rally. Donald J. Trump, rally. Let's let these socialist, liberal, progressive, communistic Democrats in Washington know there's more of us than there's more of you. And there's more of us than the people that sympathize with you and are caught by you. That there's more of us that want a true America, and we'll be in your faces, either if Trump wins or loses. We'll be in your face, outside your office, wherever you speak, letting you know that, and you won't know when we attack or when we go in there, and you'll be there making your speech like you'll think everyone loves you, and then you'll hear America first, America first, and then you're going to get smacked with like, what? How do these people get in? What? America first. And you could see, and then that will happen. Let them be heard. Let us, don't be counted out. Keep moving. Keep the fight. Keep moving. Never give up. And do that. And then for all of us like me and everyone else that can't, flood their phone calls, flood their internet, and let's let these people know that we want a real America and not a socialistic government America that they want for their own personal power. That's me for the American Rebel. Peace out. God bless and have yourself a great night. Peace out.